We are learning, it says, and we are starting approximately 11 lines from the top, the middle of a line. Omer Rav Elazar, Mosar Shoiroi L'Shoi Mechinam. So someone gave his shor to Shoi Mechinam. So Hizik, if the behema damages, Chayiv. The Shoi Mechinam, like we said in the Mishnah already, he's Nichshu Tachas Abayalim. He is Chayiv for the damages of the shor. He has to watch it. Huzak Potter, but if something else damages this, the Shor Mechir is watching a Shor, and someone crashes into the Shor, he's not Chayef, but he's Potter. So Moshe says, I understand. Amri, Hechidami, either Kabbal Ashbir Zizokov, if part of his contract was, he's Mekabal damages. So I feel his Gnam Lechayef. Huzak Gnam Lechayef. So even if it gets damaged, it's Bechayef. Can you say Shmir Zizok, you mean both ways, this way and that way? If it damages, and if it gets damaged. So why not Chayef? Damages. No accidents. I don't have any damages. I feel a hizik nami liftar. Even if it goes mad and damages, we part this. What's the case? You were makabel shmiras of nezigin. When he took responsibility for this shor, they realized this shor is a wild animal, a wild ox, and therefore he was makabel the nezigin. But when you makabel such a nezigin, the stomach is. That you only makabel if it damaged something else, because it's a wild animal. But no one's going to get near this animal, they're all scared of it. So it was never makabel any damages that happened to the animal, because no one's going to touch this animal. That shouldn't damage others is makabel. Others should come and mazik it. That is not doesn't have a have a meaning. Like Rashi says, look at the end of Rashi right before the Mishnah. Loy mazik adaite shrei in shar mesiatz of a negative pachta. Everyone's dead scared of his shar. He's not makabel it. He's not makabel. Therefore, you're not mechuyev for huzak because it's a special case. But usually, avada when you're makabel zokov, it goes both ways. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. So this next Mishnah is a discussion which we mentioned Bederech Remez. We hinted to it a bunch of times as Machlekes. Now we'll see it in real, live in person. Zok the Mishnah. Koshu Bailov B'Meseirah. This is talking about a regular Bailim who has animals. He has to watch his animals. They shouldn't damage. He tied the behemoth with the Meseirah with the rope. V'Nah B'Fan of Kero. Or he closed the door and he bolted it. Kero, regular. But Yotz of Hizik, and it broke through, it snapped out of the rope. Or it broke out of the pen. And it was Mazik. Why? Remeya holds that you have to do a Shmir Me'ula. This is a school of Shmir Pchusa. You know, it's a basic Shmira. You got to do a Shmir Me'ula when it comes to behemoths. The Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, we'll see you tomorrow. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Tam chayiv amur pata. Tam, it's not enough for Shmir Pchusa. But amur is more cool than pata. Shanam, the pata says, lo yishmeren abalav. Shanam was a. That you didn't watch, and here you watched it, and we'll see what exactly what the drush is. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says a third cheetah. Ein lo shmir el asakin. Rashi says ein lo shmir le muid el asakin. The muid needs dafka asakin. Ein de shmir meula yichayev. So it's three cheetahs. Come the three in the Mishnah. Ramei holds shmir pchusa is chayev, but shmir meula is enough. Yipater. Rabbi Yehuda holds pchusa yipater by muid and not by tam. Rabbi Eliezer holds. By Mu'id, Mu'ula Osei Chayiv. So it's three different shittas. And we'll see the Gemara is a fourth shittah, Blaz Ben Yaakov, and the Gemara will see that soon. But in Amrish, there are three shittas. Explains the Gemara. So the Gemara, what's the pshat in the shittas? My time, Dr. Amei. Kesava Yol, Stam Shvarim La B'Ches Hashim Mekayme. Which means here, not like it means in the first parak, the words, La B'Ches Hashim Mekayme. Rashi says it means like this. Tai says also, Ein Odom Hashem Hashar Eklal Amnich V'Yetze. It says, Ramei says, the starting point is, a person doesn't watch a shar. That's what it means. Prince doesn't watch Shor. Stam Shvarim La B'Ches Hashim Mekayimim. We had the first parak, it means something else. Tosfos speaks out, it doesn't mean, look at the top Tosfos, the first words. Ein HaPirush Ki Devar Kama. The pshat here is different. Pshat over here means that usually people watch a Shor. Usually people do not watch a Shor. People do not watch a Shor, it's not what they do. V'om Rachmano, Tam Nechayiv. It says that Tam is Chayiv, then a Boil Yishmira, Pchusas, Nizah Shmira. And Hodom Rachmano, V'lo Yishmirenu, Gavim Muid. And then it says, Lo Yishmer Gai Mu'ed. The ready said by Tam is Chayiv, you have to watch it. So why is it Lo Yishmer Gai Mu'ed? Teach you it's another Shmira. It's an upgrade. And a Boyle Shmira Mu'ula. So you see by Mu'ed, you need Shmira Mu'ula. Because Tam taught you Shmira Pchusa, and then Mu'ed taught you Shmira Mu'ula. The Yalif, there's an Xer Shava. The Yalif, Negichel Tam, Negichel Mu'ed. Or it's a Hekesh. We had it before that it says, Oy Ben Yigach, Ebas Yigach. And we learn out that, we learn out from one to another, that the one yigach to the other yigach, or maybe it's different drasha. Rashi says gzeres shava. The boy nami tam shmir. It's gzeres shava from negicha to negicha. Which pesukim we're talking about exactly? That's not clear, but it could be the pasuk of chiyigach sharis ishus isha v'mei sakir sakir shava leirachav. Sorry, that's talking about tam. And there's another pasuk by Muad, it's from Shar Nagachu, we learn out Negicha Negicha, that they have the same Akzalacha. So we had an upgrade from Muad, Gav Shmir Ba'ula. Negicha told us that Tam is the same thing. You need Shmir Ba'ula. That's our Meishita. You need an extra Shmir of a ball. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. He'll like this. Stam Svarim Ches Hashimah Kaimei. Stam Svarim, people watch. So the starting point is people watch already. So Amrach Bono Tam Nashalim, Ba'ila Shmir Ba'ula. So it says Tam is Chayiv, so that means that there's a Shmir Ba'ula. Hold Amrach Bono Vol Yishmir Ba'ula Gav Mu'ed, again, there's no third level. The Navel Yishmir Ba'ula have a Ribu Acha Ribu. The Klal is a Ribu Acha Ribu. Ribu Acha Ribu, Ela Mayit, it's a Mayit. Mi'at HaKos of Shmir Ba'ula. So Mayit by Mu'ed doesn't need Shmir Ba'ula. I learn how to Tam now. V'chitem Negich Lo Tam, Negich Lo Mu'ed, the Gzera Shava, Ha'mi'at Rachmano, V'lo Yishmerenu, L'zev L'lachar. It says Lishmerenu lezev lelacha. Only Muad has this halacha. Frank Tamar of Boy Leilav. We need a legufe. We need teachers this halacha. This ribui is only lemayit. Imke nichta rechmor of leishmar. Mayv lishmerenu lezev lelacha. That only this has that kula. Only Muad has a kula. Shmir of chusa. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. A tam is sufficient with shmira. A tam not sufficient. Tam needs more. Needs shmir mula. And a mu'ud is sufficient with Shmir Pchusa. I learn out, it says, no, the only one who has a skula is only a mu'ud and not a tam. Any questions, Mordechai? No. Zot Maravaita. Tanya. We promised you a fourth shita, here it is. Tanya, Rav Lezim Yaakov Aimer, Echad tam v'echad mu'ud, Shishom v'shmir Pchusa potter. Say a tam, say a mu'ud, it is Shmir Pchusa, the halach is, it's potter. Spotter, my timer, very simple. So look at Yehuda, that holds its aim mitach mitach rabbis, because he holds stam, people watch the shar. Tam bought you to shmir mu'ula. And by mu'ud, it's a lesh renu, that there's a ribach riba lamayit. And he learned out from mu'ud. So look at Yehuda, my mu'ud, b'shmir p'chus v'stagilo. V'yalif, negicha l'tam, negicha mu'ud. You learn out, negicha l'tam, and negicha l'mu'ud. So look at Gemara Vaita. Omer av hadab adaba ahava, loy potter rab Yehuda, el atzara adoshaboy. Only the tzad hadah, the chatzi nezek that's above the chatzi nezek, that's where he said your potter. Avat tzad tam is koyim emedes. Says a chumrah. When a mu'ud damages after shmir pechusa, so you should be potter, because shmir pechusa is enough. He says, no, you still have chatzi nezek, because it didn't lose its tam. That's what Rav Adav was mechaz. Zog toysis. Zog toysis like potter. Misvara amakein. The autumn shun shanasa mu'ud gara v'yifta fil mechatzi nezek, but shmir pechusa doesn't make sense. But Frank Taisvis, Vim Taima Hatin and Chumra. What about certain kulus that we said? We said before that pays Megufa that half. Or the Gabi Apotropis, we talked about it. For Chumra, makes sense, because it'll lose it. But how is the day of Kula? Zok Taisvis, Vieshloim Ahol, Vitrich Alarm, and Tzat Towns, and Menes, the Chumra. So you had to say the Kula also. It's like a loy plug, the Kula. Interesting type of halacha. It's like a loy plug, the Kula. But anyway, at any rate, we're saying he holds that Tzat Towns, Kremel Medes. That's a Shita or Rav Adab Ahab. Omarab. Mu'ud lekeren yamin, if a behemoth is a mu'ud for his right horn, ain't a mu'ud lekeren smile. It's not a mu'ud for the left horn, which means it gored three times the right horn, and now damages the left horn, you pay chatzin nezek. Why? Because it's not a mu'ud for that. What about, let me ask you a question, what about if it's a mu'ud for the left horn, would that be a mu'ud for the right horn? So let's see what Taisus says about that. Taisus is mu'ud lekeren yamin. So Taisus. Metzino lemeimar the dafka knockat it's dafka mu'ud lekeren yamin. If you carry yamin mezuman lahazik yosef lekeren shall smile. It's stronger. Ava mu'ud lekeren smile kol shkein the mu'ud lekeren yamin. But maybe if you mu'ud for the weaker one, for sure you for the strong one. Oishema ain't mu'ud baruch hamazlaka. Or maybe not. He's not sure. Tyson's not sure. So if you weren't sure to answer the question, so you're good shape. Tyson doesn't know either.
Might be a lefty.
Might be a lefty. Yeah, you never know exactly. But in any case, for the Gev Agamar is, that we're saying is, a mu'ud lekeren yamin is not a mu'ud lekeren smol. Amri, what's the chiddush over here? A libra deman. What's the chiddush? Ir libra de Rameyer, it's going to court de Rameyer, Omar, echa tam v'echa mu'ud shmira mu'ula boi. He holds either tam or mu'ud, shmira mu'ula. You need a shmira mu'ula. So in shmira, makes no difference, because you anyway need a shmira mu'ula. The Gemara didn't want to say nafkamina was that a mu'ud lemin is not a mu'ud l'smoil. That wasn't a chiddush, Rashi explains, because we had a gemara before already that even a mu'ud l'odom is not a mu'ud l'behemah. We find this chaluk already. That's not the chiddush of this rab. The chiddush got to be in Hilcha Shmira. So if it's in Hilcha Shmira, it's the same thing. It's Sai Tam Samud have the same Shmira. Eliab Rav Yehuda, if it's going to go to Rav Yehuda, my area Karen smoil, a fill of be a min nami es b'tzad Thomas. Elamai, you want to tell me an interesting thing. You have one behema, which half of it is a shmir of Kusa, half of it is shmir of Ula. Zok the Gemara, when every Rabbi Yehuda, every Mu'ud for Rabbi Yehuda is a half-half, because half is Sa'at Talmud Zekar Medas. Zok the Gemara, Amri lo'ilam k'Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, legabe shmir of Kusa, for is enough for a Mu'ud and not for a Tam. But v'loy shmir le'ed v'ad v'hava. He doesn't hold of Sa'at Talmud Zekar Medas. Only by a case of a right horn being a mu'ud and the left horn being a tam is it possible to have one shar which half of a chayv shmir b'chusa, half shmir b'ula. But a mu'ud legamri, it's not possible to have tzad tamas. Why not? Because he argues on the din tzad tamas b'mekoyma imedas. He argues on the whole talach, and that's why he picks out this case and not every single mu'ud. So I might as well finish the Heilige Parak over here. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ein Loi Shmira Ela Sakin. Rabbi Eliezer says that a mu'ud needs a knife. It's not enough to watch it. You can't watch a mu'ud. I'm a rabba. My timer the Rabbi Eliezer. What's behind the post? What's behind Rabbi Eliezer? What's the makar of Rabbi Eliezer? The makar of the post says, V'lo Yishmerenu. And they're learning it right now is that you're never going to be able to watch it. Shuv Ein Loi Shmira Ela Zeh. There's no way ever to watch it. That's how he teaches it. You're no way ever to watch it. And there's no way to party yourself. That's what it's teaching. Only Abaye, if he teaches v'lo yishmerenu, because it means a lashon hayva, because it's a lashon of being of a present, not past, not in the future. It's not possible to watch. But he teaches like that. So I have a pasuk by Bar also. Only Abaye. Let me ask. It says by Bar. It says v'chiyftach ishbar, akiyichir ishbar. Someone digs a bar v'lo yichasenu. He doesn't cover it. So you're also going to tell me shuvel and kisu lizeh? It's not possible to cover it. V'chitei malchinami, you can say that's true, but it's not related to the Mishnah. Kisol karov, nafal zeh kashar hachamar, omeis potter. If you covered it karov, it's enough. So you can't teach like that. So if leir shirena means it's not possible to watch, not possible to contain it, leir chasen also means the same thing. So obviously it's not a drasha. Elom abaya, hayin utam v'eliezeh, k'detayin, look at the braisa. There are nosan oimer says about a wild dog. It says, v'nayin shlo yigda odom kelev rabba zeh v'esei. Hayin a person shouldn't have in his house a wild, bad dog. Because it's dangerous. He shouldn't have a shaky ladder in his house. He should not put dom in beveisecha. That's what the pasuk says. Then that's the makar for that. So from that, Rabbi Eliezer learns that it comes to a shar also, he teaches lo yishmerenu means, that lo yishmerenu means lo yikamenu. You shouldn't keep it around. Yishmerenu can be lost of keeping it around also. Lo yishmerenu means you should not be mekayim this shar anywhere here. And that's a darshan's lois merano. Therefore, only shmir on b'sakin. So, pasuk pshat you learn that ain't shmir b'sakin means the gabi chiyev hezek. That if you watch, he's chayev and hezek. But the truth is, Tosis brings down a new tzad in pshat and Rabbi Eliezer. Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer is ain't lois shmir b'sakin means nothing to do with chiyev mazikin. Chiyev mazikin is totally shmir b'chusa shmir b'ula. What he's saying like this, just like Rav Nosson the Chadish, you're not allowed to have a kelev ra in the house, even if you take responsibility. Here also, you're not allowed to have a wild shar in the house. That's Tosis has a pshat like that. If you look at Tosis, the Maska Ella on top, the Mekar of Vadis Agadah was limited to Shlumim come out. Begin with through has to Shlumim. Av Hashta Maskin and Time of Grav Nosin. Now we're learning Pshat of Nosin, lively into Shlumim Nairi. Eligabi Isser Ba'almo, the Oslo Kaimi, now keep it around. The Ika Lame and the Gabi Bar Nami Ika. You can even say this by a bar also. But there, Avada Shmir, but Shmir Mu'ula, Avada work according to this Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. So big enough Kamina, what's Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? But Rabbi Eliezer holds that ain't shmir of a sakin, or he holds that you're not to keep it around. Now, you should know that even if you hold that, like Tosis' second shot over here, Avada Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need shmir of ma'ula, k'mavuyin the Gemara, mehayim beis on top, I ain't shown back if you do a good chazara. But like upon him, that's what comes out over here. Hadra loch, perik, shor, shenog, abam, chamash, v'achamisha, belin adam.